Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
As caribou herd numbers continue to decline around the state, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has reduced the quotas for harvest of the 40-mile caribou herd. The harvest reductions could result in delays to season openings and shorter season, the department said. According to a Department of Fish and Game press release, the annual quota for the 2024-25 hunting seasons will be set at 565 bulls only, no cow harvest, with a preseason allocation of 425 bulls for the fall hunt and 140 bulls for the winter hunt. The department used results from last year's photo census along with composition, reproductive, and survival data collected over the past year to develop a modeled estimate of the current size of the 40-mile caribou herd to set this year's hunt quota. Models indicate the herd has continued to decline since last summer. The estimated midsummer herd size is 28,000 to 34,000 caribou. A Canadian man was arrested in Los Angeles on July 8th after a federal grand jury in Alaska returned an indictment charging him with stealing over $420,000 of his mother's Social Security benefits in a nearly 30-year complex fraud scheme. According to court documents, beginning in roughly 1995, Ellis Kingsepp, a.k.a. Ellis King, 77, allegedly created private postal mailbox accounts to hide the fact that he was sending and receiving his mother's mail. The defendant allegedly changed his mother's mailing address every few years to California and eventually Vancouver, British Columbia, and Alaska. In 2013, the Social Security Administration received a change of address notice signed by Kingsepp's mother stating that she was moving to Alaska and requested her address be changed to one in Fairbanks. The address in Fairbanks was for a mail forwarding service that allegedly, per instructions from the defendant, would receive the mail in his mother's name, repackage it in his name, and ship it to two different private mailboxes services located in Vancouver. Those services, again allegedly per instructions from the defendant, would repackage and forward the mail to private mailbox services in Los Angeles, where Kingsepp would regularly collect his mail. The Social Security Administration made direct deposits for Social Security retirement benefits into Kingsepp's account between 1996 and 2023. The candidate filing period for borough and municipal elections on the Kenai Peninsula opens on August 1st. 9 seats will be up for grabs between the cities of Kenai and Soldotna, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, and the School District Board of Education. In the Borough Assembly, Brent Hibbert from District 1 has reached the maximum allowable number of consecutive terms for an assembly seat and will not be running for re-election. Mike Tupper from District 9 said that while he feels that his time on the assembly has been successful due to the time commitments, he will not be seeking re-election for the South Peninsula seat. Cindy Eklund from District 7 is also reaching the end of her current term but was unavailable for comment as to whether or not she will be seeking re-election. Two council seats will be vacated this year in the city of Soldotna, and both sitting members, Jordan Chilson and Linda Hutchings, have said they aim to keep their positions.
I'm really proud of all that we got done during the last one. We've done a lot. The field house, the riverfront redevelopment plan.
Said Councilmember Chilson. In Kenai, two city council seats are up for election. Vice Mayor James Baisden said he is still undecided on whether or not he will seek re-election. Councilmember Deborah Sonart was unavailable for comment. And the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education has two seats coming up for election in 2024. District 2 Board Member Matt Morris was unavailable to comment on his plans for the upcoming election. And from District 8, Tim Doherty said he hadn't decided yet if he would run for another term on the school board. The filing period for borough and municipal elections will open at 8 a.m. on August 1st and close at 4:30 p.m. on August 15th. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.